Paul Biadritsky says he's been in nearly constant contact with the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. He also participated in Wednesday's Homeland Security briefing about people possibly carrying the Ebola virus. Biadritsky is director of disease control for the Milwaukee Health Department. He's been communicating what he learns with local healthcare providers.
We're working with them to ensure good infection control practices and related infrastructure within the hospital. That's isolation rooms, equipment, supplies that would be necessary to, again, isolate a suspect Ebola case or cases. And then we're working on case contact follow-up, making sure it's rapid and thorough, as we saw in Texas, to ensure that we can minimize the risk of exposure throughout the community.
The man in Texas who had contracted the disease while in Africa died Wednesday. Despite that case, Biadritsky does not believe Ebola poses an imminent threat to the U.S.
The risk for Ebola infection, again, in this country is extremely low. We've had thousands of visitors from overseas, including some of the countries infected or impacted, and there's only been one case to date. And again, this outbreak goes back to late winter, early spring overseas in Africa.
Yet some providers in Wisconsin are implementing new guidelines in response to the disease. Dr. Nazdia Safdar is director of infection control at the UW Medical Center in Madison. She says the hospital has been planning for months.
We first got worried when the first aid worker was transported back to the U.S. You know, it's hard to say which way the outbreak in West Africa will go, but when it showed no signs of abating, it was pretty clear that it might spread to beyond the borders of that continent.
Safdar says about 3 weeks ago, doctors began asking ER patients if they've traveled to West Africa in the past 30 days. She says the hospital is being particularly diligent because UW-Madison draws students from around the world.
Well, there's a large student population from, you know, literally every country that you can think of, and there are undoubtedly some from West Africa as well. You know, being the capital of the state, there's a lot of meetings and conventions and movement in and out.
Safdar says the hospital has the necessary suits and gear for staff if the need arises. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.